Hello and welcome. I'm so glad you've tuned in to today's episode of your GCSE German Revision Podcast. I'm your tutor, and today we are diving into one of the most important and frequently examined themes in GCSE German, current and future study and employment, or in German, Schule und Beruf. This topic comes up in all four skills, listening, speaking, reading and writing, so getting it right could seriously boost your grade. Whether you're aiming for a grade 4 or pushing for a grade 8 or 9, this episode has something for you. We'll cover the essential vocabulary, the grammar structures that examiners love to see, the most common mistakes students make, and I'll finish with a quickfire quiz to test your recall. So grab a pen, get comfortable, and let's get started. Let's start with vocabulary. The examiner wants to see that you know the specific German words for this topic, not just general words, but topic-specific ones. First up, school types. In Germany, the school system is different from the UK, and examiners will test this. Listen carefully. Das Gymnasium. This is the academic grammar school, leading to the Abitur, which is like German A-levels. Think of it as the most academic route. Die Realschule, a secondary school with a more practical focus, leading to the Mittlere Reife qualification. Die Gesamtschule, this is a comprehensive school, similar to most UK secondary schools. Die Grundschule, primary school, for children aged 6 to 10. Now, a classic mistake candidates make is confusing Gymnasium with a gym, as in a sports hall. In Germany, das Gymnasium means grammar school. The sports hall is die Turnhalle. Don't mix those up in your reading or listening exam. Now let's talk school subjects, die Schulfächer. You need to know these cold. Mathematik, maths, English, English, Biologie, biology, Chemie, chemistry, Physik, physics, Geschichte, history, Erdkunde or Geographie, geography, Kunst, art, Musik, music, Sport, PE, Informatik, IT or computing, and Deutsch, German, of course. Notice how many of these are cognates. They look or sound similar to English. Biologie, Chemie, Physik, Musik. Use these to your advantage in reading and listening tasks. Now for jobs and careers, die Berufe. These come up constantly in speaking and writing tasks. Let me give you the key ones. Der Arzt, male doctor, die Ärztin, female doctor. Notice the feminine ending in. This is a pattern you'll see across many professions. Der Lehrer, male teacher. Die Lehrerin, female teacher. Der Ingenieur, engineer. Der Anwalt, lawyer. Der Krankenpfleger, male nurse. Die Krankenpflegerin, female nurse. Der Kaufmann, businessman. Der Informatiker, IT specialist. Here's a memory hook. Most female job titles in German just add in to the masculine form. So Lehrer becomes Lehrerin, Arzt becomes Ärztin with an umlaut, Ingenieur becomes Ingenieurin. This pattern will save you marks.